From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Tourism Minister Sandiaga Uno ensures MSME's participation at the 42nd ASEAN Summit 2023. Economic turnover in the tourism and creative economic sector during the Eid al-Fitr Mudik Home Exodus 2023 recorded at 335.3 trillion rupiah. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Tuesday updated preparations for the 42nd ASEAN Summit 2023. Minister Sandi conveyed the availability of accommodations reaching 38 hotels from 5 stars to 3 stars with a capacity of 1,500 rooms. Apart from hotels, there are homestays, boarding houses, rental houses, and ships, which are also prepared as alternative accommodations. Minister Sandi Uno also ensured the participation of micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, restaurants, and cafes in organizing the 2023 ASEAN Summit.
Dan kita juga ingin memastikan agar KTT,
and we also want to ensure the participation of MSMEs and also the involvement of restaurants and cafes at the 42nd ASEAN Summit. There are 20 recommended cafe restaurant locations, 4 culinary destinations in the city of Labuan Bajo, and 40 curated local tourism and creative economy MSMEs. Sandiaga Uno further said Komodo International Airport Labuan Bajo was ready to accommodate 7 parking stands, 4 narrow-body aircraft, and 3 propeller aircraft, and a passenger terminal covering an area of 14,000 square meters with a capacity of 1.1 million passengers per year. For anticipatory efforts, Komodo Airport will be supported by Sultan Hasanuddin Makassar Airport, I Gusti Ngurah Rai Denpasar, and El Tari Kupang Airport. Apart from that, according to Sandi, tourist attractions in Labuan Bajo are also ready to welcome tourists. Later, there will be a Labuan Bajo Street Carnival Folk Party at the Waikai Sambi Field, culinary bazaar, music performances, culture, and fashion shows. Mini Tourism Information Center has also been prepared at the Labuan Bajo Flores Authority. Still from the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy that oversaw and conducted several studies on mapping preferences for domestic tourist activities during the 2023 Eid al-Fitr holiday through several media and online surveys, reaching a wider range of respondents. The results of the ministry's observation stated that the homecoming movement points in Sumatra were in Padang, West Sumatra, and Lampung. In Java, there were in Central Java, in Cirebon, West Java. In Sulawesi, it was in Makassar, South Sulawesi. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister Sandi stated that out of a total of 1,045 respondents, data on average spending during the 2023 Eid al-Fitr holiday reached around 2.7 million rupiah, or around $180. These expenses consist of transportation, accommodation, food and drink, souvenirs, fashion and craft. The economic turnover in the tourism and creative economic sector during the 2023 Eid al-Fitr homecoming was recorded at 335.3 trillion rupiah, or about $22 billion. According to Sandiaga Uno, the ministry will coordinate with various parties so this economic potential has a positive impact on the people's economy.
Kami dengan ini merevisi potensi perputaran.
We hereby revise the potential economic turnover in the tourism and creative economic sector during the 2023 Eid homecoming from the 240 trillion figure to 335.3 trillion rupiah. We will continue to coordinate with various parties, Bank Indonesia, Statistics Indonesia or BPS, the Ministry of Transportation, and the regional governments to ensure that this 335.3 trillion will really have a positive impact on the people's economy. Minister Sandiaga Uno further said, based on a survey, the 10 favorite tourist destinations visited by domestic tourists during the Eid holidays were Malioboro in Yogyakarta, Ciwidey Lembang, West Java, Puncak Bogor, West Java, Borobudur Temple, Dieng Plateau, Pangandaran, Ragunan Zoo and Ancol in Jakarta, as well as Tegal Gucci Baths. According to Sandiaga Uno, this result show that the 2023 Lebaran Eid al-Fitr homecoming moment has proven to be a locomotive for economic revival in Indonesia. The last national news comes from Bank Indonesia and Laos Central Bank, or Bank of the Lao PDR, that agreed on enhancing cooperation in the areas of central banking to strengthen the bilateral relationship between the two central banks. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio noted through a statement on Tuesday, this memorandum of understanding inking became the initial step for a more solid collaboration between the two central banks in the future. The signing of the MOU aims to facilitate various cooperation initiatives in the core areas of central banking that encompass monetary policy, macroprudential policy, financial stability, as well as payment and settlement system. Now we move to the international news. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres vowed on Tuesday the organization will continue to provide humanitarian aid to the people of Afghanistan and defend the rights of women and girls in the country. Speaking in the Qatari capital Doha after a two-day closed-door meeting, he convened to discuss the situation in the country. He said there had been a constructive exchange of views. The aim of the meeting was to develop a common international strategy for responding to a situation in which millions of Afghans are facing a dire humanitarian crisis and the rights of women and girls are under assault. A senior official of the European Union said a summit will be held with South Korea this month to discuss the establishment of an expanded security partnership. The Secretary General of the European Union's European External Action Service, Stefano Sannino, made the remarks on Tuesday during a keynote speech for a forum in Brussels jointly hosted by Seoul National University and Belgian University, KU Leuven, marking 60 years of diplomatic relations between the two sides. Next, we have Malaysian maritime authorities that were searching on Tuesday for three crew members missing from a Gabon registered tanker a day after the 26-year-old vessel caught fire in waters off the southern coast. The Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency said the ship Pablo, sailing from China to Singapore to pick up crude oil, wasn't carrying cargo and there were no reports of an oil spill. However, it didn't rule out the chance that the men could still be aboard as smoke made it unsafe to inspect the vessel after the fire appeared to have stopped by afternoon. We end the news with the Saudi Data and Artificial Intelligence Authority in cooperation with Google Cloud has launched the first phase of an initiative aimed at training 1,000 women from 28 countries in data and AI skills. The Elevate program, which will run until August 30, was initially announced during the second edition of the Global AI Summit held in Riyadh in September. In a statement, the SDAIA said the program has been designed to empower women in global emerging markets to pursue new jobs in artificial intelligence. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Press Freedom and Indonesia's 2024 Election. Today, 3rd May 2023, is celebrated as the 30th World Press Freedom Day. Shaping a future of rights, freedom of expression as a driver for all other human rights is the theme set by UNESCO for this year. World Press Freedom Day is a reminder to respect the effort to the media in guarding democracy. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, in his message for this year's World Press Freedom Day said, "Freedom of the press is the cornerstone of the democracy and justice. The press presents existing facts to form opinions and tell the truth to power. Like this year's theme, press freedom represents the lifeblood of human rights. In Indonesia, this year press freedom is prioritized." This can be seen from the theme that was carried out at the commemoration of National Press Day last February, namely press freedom, democracy with dignity. It is very important to continue to promote press freedom in Indonesia, especially when you look at the result of the 2022 World Press Freedom Index released by Reporters Without Borders. Indonesia is in 117th position out of 180 countries. More importantly, currently, Indonesia has started to face preparations for holding the 2024 general election. As it became commonplace, as the general election approached, news about political party activities, presidential and vice presidential candidates, as well as council member candidates, became the main content of the mass media. It cannot be denied either that several mass media in Indonesia are owned by several party figures, so that the freedom of members of the press to present the truth is highly expected because it really needs to be questioned regarding the owner's ideology. Even though more and more information is conveyed through social media, which is sometimes believed to be true information, it cannot be denied that the mass media, particularly the mainstream, are still a trusted source for the public. For the successful implementation of elections, the public must receive accurate and balanced information. Therefore, when the time comes, they don't make wrong choice. Press freedom must be maintained and strengthened ahead of the 2024 elections. It is hoped that the freedom possessed by members of the press will be used responsibly. Support for members of the press to work without threats and attacks, to stop lies and disinformation and not participate in spreading it, must be further strengthened. Thus, a dignified democracy in Indonesia can be realized. To quote Antonio Guterres, "When journalists stand up for the truth, the world supports them." Happy World Press Freedom Day 2023. That's commentary from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 3, 1973, when the novel Gone with the Wind won the Pulitzer Prize. Gone with the Wind is a novel by Margaret Mitchell, published in 1936. This novel is one of the most popular novels of all time. It even won the Pulitzer Prize on May 3, 1937. This novel was later adapted to the big screen with the same title, which was released in 1939. The film won 8 Oscar awards and included in the list of the best films of all time. Mitchell's work tells the story of a rebellious woman from Georgia named Scarlett O'Hara and her relationship with her friends, family, and lover during the United States Civil War as well as the Reconstruction period. Moving on to the event on May 3, 1985, when Indonesian boxer Elias Pikal won the IBF World Boxing title. Elias Pikal was born in Ulat Saparua, Central Maluku, Maluku, on March 24, 1960. He is the first boxer from Indonesia to win the International Boxing Federation Super Flyweight title after winning against Korean boxer Chun Ju Do in Jakarta on May 3, 1985. We end the program on May 3, 1993 about World Press Freedom Day that is declared. Commemoration of World Press Freedom Day on May 3 aims to commemorate the basic principles of press freedom, evaluate press freedom around the world, defend the media against attacks on their freedom, and pay respects to journalists who have lost their lives in the line of duty. The World Press Freedom Day was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1993. The background to this designation is the Windhoek Declaration issued by African journalists in 1991. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Yang kau lupa Tak sadarkah selama ini ku juga selalu menginginkanmu. Mengapa sulit untuk ku bisa miliki hatimu? Bahkan selama ini hadirku tak berharga untukmu. Yang terjadi kini, ku hanya rumah persinggahanmu. Di saat kau terluka dan di saat semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja. Jadi tujuan saat hati terluka, aku yang jadi obatnya. Tanpa pernah kau hargai cinta dan kasih yang setulus ini. Mengapa semuanya reda, kau menghilang begitu saja.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on first quarter 2023 ASEAN Indonesia Chairmanship achievements. Indonesia ensured that it will oversee the achievements of the three main pillars in its ASEAN 2023 chairmanship. Regarding the first pillar, ASEAN Matters, Indonesia had prepared the grand vision of ASEAN 2045 as well as the process of discussing the draft ASEAN Leaders Declaration to strengthen ASEAN institutional capacity and effectiveness. Faizah Shah conveyed it was hoped that the result could be adopted at the 42nd ASEAN Summit on May 9th to 11th, 2023 in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara. A number of issues related to the first pillar that must continue to be encouraged in the discussion, namely the negotiation of the text of the Code of Conduct or COC, eradicating the crime of trafficking in persons, TPPO, strengthening the institutionalization of the human rights dialogue in ASEAN, preparation of the roadmap for Timor-Leste membership, and the signing of the Southeast Asia Nuclear Protocol Weapon-Free Zone. In the second pillar, epicentrum of growth, a number of priorities have been discussed, such as strengthening the health architecture through the One Health Initiative, strengthening food security, and strengthening energy security, including through the development of the electric vehicle ecosystem. Commitment to using ASEAN countries' currencies as a payment mechanism in trade transactions and connectivity in the region has also been agreed to strengthen the region's financial stability. While on the third pillar, namely the implementation of the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi emphasized strengthening concrete ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific cooperation based on the principle of inclusiveness, economic cooperation, and economic development. For this reason, Indonesia will hold a flagship event, namely ASEAN Indo-Pacific Forum. Complementing these three pillars, a number of important meetings have been held in the last 4 months. ASEAN Foreign Ministers Retreat in Jakarta to be held from February 1st until 4th, 2023. ASEAN Tourism Ministers Meeting in Yogyakarta from 2nd until 5th February 2023, as well as ASEAN Senior Official Meeting and Related Meetings in Jakarta on 6th until 8th March 2023. Then, there was the ASEAN Economic Ministers Retreat Meeting on March 20th until 22nd, 2023 in Magelang, Central Java. Meanwhile, on March 28th until 31st, March 2023 in Bali, the ASEAN Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors Meeting. The ASEAN Youth Dialogue on Development for Sustainable Development Goals on 11th until 13th April 2023 will also be a venue for exchanging ideas and formulating recommendations regarding digital developments in Southeast Asia by around 60 youth from ASEAN and Timor-Leste. The recommendations will be presented to ASEAN leaders at the 42nd ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jarak antara pergi dengan janjimu yang telah kau ingkari. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, hapuskan rasa cintaku. Aku pun ingin bahagia walau tak bersama dia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, on April 23, 2023, the second Shawwal month to be exact, Osing tribe indigenous people in Kemiren village, Glagah district, Banyuwangi, East Java province, Indonesia, held a traditional ritual, Barong Ider Bumi. This unique tradition of Osing tribe of Kemiren village has been going on since 1800s. Barong Ider Bumi ceremony is a ritual for repelling danger and asking for fertility from the Almighty. This ceremony is also believed to be a ritual of self-purification from all mistakes made during the year and healing against disease outbreaks. As the name implies, namely Barong Ider Bumi, the essence of this ritual is parading Barong Mas around the village. Barong is a depiction of a frightening animal that guards Using people. Using people believe that Barong has the ability to drive away evil spirits. The procession was also attended by various layers of the village community, from children to village elders. Then Barong is paraded around the village accompanied by reading Macapat or Javanese songs which contain prayers and worship of God and ancestors. Before the procession begins, it usually begins with a performance of typical Banyuwangi dance in the courtyard of the village hall. After that, accompanied by the playing of angklung musical instrument by the village elders, the procession started walking around the village. The front row of the procession is of course people wearing Barong Mas, then followed by two grandmothers carrying jugs and five grandmothers carrying jars called lukiran. Each engraving contains 100 coins rupiah, totaling 99,900 or around $6. Then there was a group of grown men squandering 9 colored flowers and coins taken from lukiran. The children were scrambling to pick up the coins. After the barong is finished parading, all residents will gather along the village road. The men arrange mats and banana leaves while the women prepare tumpeng pecel pitik and traditional cakes. Tumpeng pecel pitik is a typical food of Using people which is made from grilled free-range chicken and then seasoned with grated coconut. If everything is ready, a kiai or religious scholar will lead a prayer to ask for health, prosperity, and fertility for Kemiren village. Then pecel pitik was distributed to all people and guests who arrive. Everyone eats together at that place. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Sewindu sudah, ku tak mendengar suaramu. Ku tak lagi lihat senyumanmu yang selalu menghiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah, kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku kehilangan dirimu. Belum sanggup untuk jauh darimu yang masih selalu ada dalam hatiku. Sewindu sudah, kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about keberangkatan di bandara. Keberangkatan di bandara, which means departure at the airport. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Silakan Menuju Baris Jendela Darurat. Silakan Menuju Baris Jendela Darurat, which means please go to the emergency exit row. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a stewardess at the airplane's entrance. The stewardess asks about Chris' seat number, then she shows the way to Chris' seat. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat datang, tujuan Kuala Namu. Berapa nomor kursi Bapak?
Nomor 29A.
Silakan menuju baris jendela darurat, kursi 29A ada di sebelah kanan.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Silakan, silakan, which means please. Menuju, menuju, which means toward or go to. Baris jendela darurat, baris jendela darurat, which means emergency exit row. Silakan menuju baris jendela darurat. Silakan menuju baris jendela darurat. Which means please go to the emergency exit row. Selamat datang. Selamat datang. Which means welcome. Berapa? Berapa? Which means what number? Nomor kursi. Nomor kursi. Which means seat number. Sebelah kanan. Sebelah kanan. Which means on the right. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Silakan menuju baris jendela darurat. Silakan menuju baris jendela darurat, which means please go to the emergency exit row. In the sentence, there is the word silakan. Silakan, which means please. And an expression, menuju baris jendela darurat. Menuju baris jendela darurat, which means to the emergency exit row. The word silakan, silakan, which means please, can be followed by an expression that has a verb, such as menuju, menuju, which means go to make an instruction sound polite. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word silakan followed by a verb. Silakan menegakkan sandaran kursi. Silakan menegakkan sandaran kursi, which means please straighten the back of seat. Silakan lipat meja. Silakan lipat meja, which means please fold the table. Jendela darurat. Jendela darurat is an Indonesian term for emergency exit which is in the middle of the plane. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat datang, tujuan Kuala Namu. Berapa nomor kursi Bapak?
Nomor 29A.
Silakan menuju baris jendela darurat, kursi 29A ada di sebelah kanan.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Traditional Song, I would like to present a song from Lampung Province entitled Lipang Lipang Dang. The song Lipang Lipang Dang is often sung at weddings or other events in Lampung, Sumatra Island. The lyrics of the song tell about a man who has been dumped by his girlfriend. The song also gives a message for men to be careful in finding a partner. Well, listener, here is the song for today's music corner, Lipang Lipang Dang from Lampung by Enda and Reza. Enjoy!
Lipang
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.